What's happening, my friends? Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about TikTok and all the ramifications around it. I have questions, and to be frank, I am quite conflicted when it comes to what just passed through the House of Representatives. Bill 7521 passed the House, which would allow the federal government, if this passes the Senate and is approved by the president, which I think it will allow the government to be able to ban TikTok. On your phone, on your computer, you are no longer allowed to access TikTok. It's either that or it forces the sale of TikTok to someone other than Chinese CCP-controlled kind of company, which is what ByteDance is. Now, you guys are like me, freedom-loving Americans. You want safety. You want protection. You want your rights. You don't want Big Brother telling you that you can or can't access a website. But you also don't want to be given in to being manipulated by a foreign adversary that'd be able to control our elections or dumb down our children or run all kinds of PSYOP kind of games for us. And so I don't want either one of those extremes. And so it's kind of like, in banning TikTok, are we letting Pandora's box fling wide open? Would that be to a short temporary win for us just to be something catastrophic later? Well, I've read H.R. Bill 7521. Also, there's a Senate Bill 686, which is way scary. And that's not what's on the docket today, but perhaps in the future. I have questions that I want to get into today. One, is TikTok really that bad? Now, I get that Chinese controlled and China's certainly no friend of the United States, but is TikTok doing something outrageously worse than what the other social media companies are doing? That's a question that I want to posit today. Another question is should the 100 million plus United States users be barred from accessing something? Is this an infringement on our rights? What else does the federal government allow you to not access? And so you see, it's not just about keeping a foreign adversary in check. It's about limiting the freedom of the people. It's like, how do you feel about that? That is a question to explore today. Another question I have is, why are our rulers suddenly interested in protecting national security? I get it. China bad, Russia bad, but why do you all of a sudden care? China owns how much farmland in the United States? Massive swaths. Yet where's the outrage for that? Our southern border is wide open. They just caught a Hezbollah terrorist coming across yesterday. Massive amounts of illegal immigrants and dangerous ones at that are coming over the border, or undocumented, as the correct speech is. Can't have incorrect speech now. I find it extremely suspicious that the United States government all of a sudden cares a lot about national security while our border is wide open. I smell a rat. Which leads me to another question. Is the ban on TikTok really a Trojan horse that allows massive government control to be able to put out of business those that aren't doing their bidding and allowing them backdoor access to control information and censor opponents, as has happened in the past in social media companies? What if X isn't towing the line? Is there going to be some big propagandistic smear campaign to link Elon Musk to CCP and allow us some way later on to be able to ban X or force the sale of that? Is this just a Trojan horse for more governmental control? Maybe this bill, 7521, which seems pretty benign compared to 686, that bill, 686 would end freedom as we knew it. 7521, maybe that one isn't the thing, but it sets a precedent that later on, worse things happen. We have a lot to discuss on all this. I want to unpack it today in our show. We'll also have our Q&A ambush, our hot topics, dad jokes, lots of commentary. We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff on the show today. Welcome to it. Let's get going. Shameless plug, guys. I'm doing homeschool conferences all over the U.S. I just did one in South Carolina. At the time that you're hearing this show for the first time, I should be in Missouri. So if you're anywhere close, come check it out. It's great homeschool conventions. After this Missouri one, we've got an Ohio, we've got a Texas, we've got a California. Again, it's great homeschool conventions, and you could be able to sign up. We'll have a link down below. Second part of our shameless plug, we've got new merch. This is a new shirt. We've got this one. I just saw these for the first time today. It's like dancing guns across, and it's adorable. I want to be adorable and manly at the same time. Then you got this guy right here, all kinds of new shirts. I just grabbed two. It's got a dope eagle. Also, we have a few new sweatshirts and rain jackets. But get this, they not only look cool, inside here, sewn in, is this bag design. So you can flip this inside out just like that. And then you have the drawstrings for a bag.
That didn't just
happen. And a dude like me who's like a prepared kind of guy, I think this is awesome. You walk in like a amusement park with your family and stuff, and you get hot and you take it out and you got stuff in it. And anyway, I just live for this kind of stuff.
Does it actually look like a bag now?
Yeah, it's a bag.
Can you put stuff in there?
Yeah, you can put stuff in there. Boom, you got bagged, phone. And these shirts, they're going in there too. Yeah, and these, and then this, and then this. Right there, little bag. So now I have bagged my microphone. Check it out, warriorpostsociety.com, and help support our channel. And the shameless plug is now complete. All right, guys, so I first want to tackle one of the questions I posited in the intro to this show, and it's, is TikTok really that bad? I think in some respects it's bad. Yeah, China is absolutely gathering massive amounts of information on U.S. senators, our rulers as well. They're gathering this information. TikTok app allows you them to have incredible amounts of access into you, your whole life, and all the other apps that are attached to your phone. It gives incredible access, so much so that government employees are not allowed to use the TikTok app and have not been for a long time. And so we know China, and therefore CCP, has access into the phones of over 100 million U.S. citizens. That presents a pretty big security risk. But really, I get espionage and rulers, but what about just Joe Schmo on the street wanting to interact with TikTok? What's China really going to do about that for you? How is this a big attack? Are they going to force you to buy stuff on Alibaba? Where's the big existential threat that China could levy on a citizen? Maybe it's some type of simple theft and being able to bleed everyone out a little bit at a time, or being able to manipulate and overturn elections. Maybe it's kind of that. It's interesting. There's a textbook that is being read by Chinese military, which contains a quote by their dictator, Xi Jinping. It says this: "The battle for mind control happens on a smokeless battlefield." You better believe Xi Jinping understands that warfare is waged in a lot of different ways than just guns and rockets. It's mind control. We're in the information age, and the way to really control people, it isn't by pointing a gun at them anymore. That works too, but it's really by controlling their thoughts. And if you control information, you can control thoughts. So given that TikTok is controlled by a foreign adversary, it does make TikTok a lot worse than a lot of our social media companies here in the United States in that one respect. In a different respect of all the social media companies are gathering your information and selling it en masse. And does China even really need TikTok to be able to gather your information? I think all of our information is already out there. Data brokers sell it constantly. All your information, they know you extremely well. And I don't know that China needs TikTok to gather our information. I think it helps. I think it helps a lot. But I think they've already gathered a massive amount, and I think they have other avenues for that as well. Doesn't mean we shouldn't ban it. I'm just saying your information's out there. Our own social media companies in the United States are gathering that same information. But there's a different way that I could be upset about TikTok, and it has to do with a little bit of a cultural psyop that's going on. And that's one, there is a different TikTok that those kids in the United States are being subjected to versus those kids in China. So this was fascinating. I saw it over a year ago for the first time. My mouth hung open. I was shocked by it. I was very upset. I'm still upset by it. And it's this: if you're in China and you open up your TikTok app, you're going to see kids composing, you know, symphonies. You're going to see them building things, like engineering and the arts and solving Rubik's cubes. And that's the stuff that's coming down feeds for those people who are in China. And it's really inspiring their younger generation toward greatness. Whereas if you open the TikTok app in the United States, it's a completely different algorithm. It's all of a sudden, instead of steak and potatoes, which is their kids are eating technologically through that app, we're just pure candy, junk food, dog food. That's what it is. It's folks doing stupid stuff, falling off roofs and crazy things like that. It's a lot of angry, inciting opinions. It's videos which cause not only the anger, but it causes anxiety. It's a completely different experience. And in so that way, it is stealing ambition from our kids while boosting ambition for Chinese kids. I'm like, that doesn't affect you as much today, but in 10, 20 years, China will blow the doors off of us as they pass us because their kids have not become highly addictive to a worthless form of entertainment. That's a really bad thing. Right before making this video, I was out to lunch with my buddy and we asked our waitresses, both girls, well, 20s?
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Probably in the 20s. What is your top social media app? And for both of them, it was TikTok. TikTok is what kids are interested in. It is an incredibly addictive app. In 2021, it was named the most popular website. Of all websites, that was the number one most popular website. Beat out Google. But now, returning to the question, I mean, all these social media apps are causing our kids to become angry, anxious, gender confused, obsessed with pornography, wasting massive amounts of time, robbing ambition for life as you scroll your life away. TikTok does that and does it very, very successfully. But what is Instagram doing? I mean, what's Facebook doing? What's Snapchat doing? Everyone's scrolling their lives away with all kinds of worthless drivel of time-wasting activity. Now, conversely, you can use these apps for some good. I get a lot of news from visiting X. X is where I get a lot of news. I get the headlines on X, and then I dig in deeper in other kind of sources as I sift through the Ministry of Propaganda and figure out what in the world could be trusted, which is kind of nothing, but I'm doing the best I can. So even in answering this first question, you guys can see the conflict. I get that it's a Chinese psyop, but I don't think our other domestic social media companies fare much better. I don't know that Google likes me much more than the CCP does. I think both see me as an ideological enemy. Both are profiting off my information. Both of them have no respect for my privacy. Both of them have an ideological axe to grind, which they would like to psyop me to an antithetical point of view to the one I carry now. If I had to choose, I will choose X over all of them. At least I have someone who believes in free speech at the helm in Elon Musk. So X is there, but I wonder how much back-end control some of our rulers have to that platform. I am suspicious and unconvinced, but I think it's the best game in town by far. Here's another question. Should the 100 million United States citizens who are using TikTok be banned by the government from being able to access it? What's the role of the government to say what website you can or cannot access? Isn't that an overreach? Isn't that an overstepping some authority? Aren't you a free individual? Why can't you use this app? You know, that is kind of the conservative or libertarian in me that wants to absolutely say, no, it's no place of the government to make such a law. That starts bordering dangerously on being able to infringe on free speech in the way that we access information and being able to publish information on this app, which shares out to the world. And so I have a problem with that. But there's another argument to this, and that is, yeah, but this is a matter of national security. Really, truly, China is an existential threat. They are a massive, burgeoning economy with an incredibly sophisticated fifth-generation warfare fighters, nuclear weapons, and these folks own huge amounts of United States businesses, land. They're a formidable opponent. And to be able to have a weapon like TikTok in their hands, I do think it presents an actual real national security risk. Now, on the other hand, China is an incredibly large threat to the United States. They can wage all kinds of different warfare against us. And as far as I can see, they have been doing it. They're a superpower financially, militarily, and they've been engaging in these kind of psyops right in front of us. And to allow China to have such a powerful tool to be able to manipulate the United States and therefore control us, that is a really, really bad thing. And so, again, I'm conflicted about this question as well. If you don't understand the underlying war of intelligence, that's really what controls where your forces are going. Like in World War II, is a war really informed by the intelligence agencies playing an entirely different game of unconventional asymmetric warfare from the shadows. It was the German Enigma machine, which gave a colossal advantage over the Allied forces. This is cloak and dagger spycraft stuff. This is war of intelligence. If you lose that war, you're going to lose the physical war as well. Worse still, if you wage a very effective war from the shadows, you never even have to fire a bullet. A final question that I'd like to answer regarding a ban on TikTok has to do with, is this some kind of Trojan horse that once we allow our rulers to have the ability to be able to ban something like TikTok, what is the next thing that they'll be able to ban? I find it incredibly suspicious that in a bipartisan fashion, which in an age we don't agree on anything, all of a sudden the left is excited to ban TikTok? Really? This bill, 7521, passed the House in a 352-65. That's overwhelmingly bipartisan support right there. And I'm like, whatever the left is a fan of, I'm immediately very suspicious of. I remember this happening with the Ukraine war early on, all hands on deck of like everyone seemed to be real excited about it. And the thing that gave me the most pause is the entire left seemed big time excited about Ukraine, where in my experience, everything the left thinks is good, I think is evil. Everything they think is evil, I think is good. And so it gave me pause. Whatever the left likes, and I happen to like as well, I need to look deeper in this. What's the catch? Now, in preparation for this video, I read H.R. 7521, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not very good at the legal speak. I had to read extremely slow, and many things I read three or four times to make sure I understood the context, and I understood the words, and I even looked up some words, and so, hey, take it with a grain of salt. But compared with a bill like 686, this bill was relatively benign. It really seemed razor-sharp focused on foreign adversaries who control massive platforms like TikTok. And so the scope was far, far more limited. What I was looking for was some kind of language that would allow a loophole for them to go after Elon Musk. Elon Musk all but single-handedly saved our First Amendment, our freedom of speech. There's just an institutional monopoly, all the big tech companies censoring conservative voices and allowing lefty voices to be boosted. I'm experiencing this censorship constantly, all the time. It's amazing. I was just at a homeschool convention that my wife and I were speaking at, and some folks took a picture with us, and they tagged us on Instagram. And in front of me, though my settings were correct, allow people to tag you. I verified it. I never get reports of anyone tagging me. I don't get lots of messages. I don't get lots of comments. Nobody really sees my stuff. Nobody really interacts with my stuff, even though we have hundreds of thousands of followers. I'll make a post and get like 14 comments and 1,500 likes. And you're like, well, that's impossible to have that low engagement. And I'm like, I agree. They hate us. They censor us. And they've been doing that for a long time. It's been a very long time since I was actually getting tagged in pictures. You can't tag me. You may tag me well enough, but it doesn't actually reach me. And so I'm like, it's all just a big scam and racket. Elon Musk has become extremely digital in his post recently on X, talking about you have no idea the amount of censorship that your rulers are engaging in. You have no idea what kind of censorship other social media platforms are engaged in. It is wildly worse than you think. The Twitter files, when he took over Twitter before he renamed it X, he proved it. He showed all the stuff out there. I mean, people's heads should have rolled. People should have been fired in the government. They should have been going to jail for this wild, radical breach of First Amendment, violating the Constitution 7 ways from Sunday. And what happened? Nothing. Just unceremoniously swept under the rug. Your intelligence companies spying on you and manipulating you through social media, and still nothing. And so what I fear greatly is the Biden administration being able to use this as a precedent to later zero in on someone else. Or maybe the idea is you pass this, pretty benign, everyone can get behind this, all right, but we've done it. We had the government shut down a social media company. That happened once. And now they can turn their attention to X. And now they're going to, in a nice propaganda campaign done by our media, the Ministry of Propaganda, they're going to zero in on Musk and give very convincing ties between him and the CCP. Like he's a compromised asset of the CCP. And as such, this needs to be divested from him and controlled. And I could just see that narrative playing out. Now, some people might be like, well, that's very alarmist. And I'm like, have you been paying attention at all? Every single time the government does anything, it'll be with the initial promise of, nope, it'll be controlled. We won't be doing this. It's a very limited scope. And then once they get their toe in the door, they inch more and more and more until it's wide open. And that's exactly what we do. 2 weeks to curb the spread of COVID, they told it. 2 weeks turned into 2 years and counting. Look what they did. Look what they took from you. 2 weeks to spread the curve. No, if you give a leftist an inch, they will deliver your head on a pike within the year.
It can't possibly be true because Dan Crenshaw swears that the government would never and has never manipulated social media for the benefit of the government. And so I don't know. He has an eye patch and he's a Republican. So we must be wrong. Yeah, you're looking at me like you don't believe me.
No, eye patches are cool. I mean, combat vet, Navy SEAL, war veteran, worthy of respect in that respect. But if he's making the claim that this censorship hasn't happened, he's wildly, wildly wrong. It's an absolute fact that they have. They've done it a lot. They're doing it currently. But I haven't seen the clip. So I don't know whether he's asking the question or he's making the statement or I don't know what. But if he made that claim, he'd be dead wrong. No, they're censoring like crazy. Our rulers are forcing the hand of these media companies, which I think values-wise align with them anyway. So it's an easy sell. But they're absolutely engaging in censorship 100% and mass manipulation at that. So to put a big bow on this, and not a satisfying bow, because I led into this show with, I am conflicted, and that's where I'll remain. Right now, I am conflicted. I do think, given all of this and all my fears and concerns, I think TikTok is a psyop. We stopped as Warrior Poet Society posting February of last year. So we haven't posted on TikTok in over a year, even though, you know, if like we had throw up a little clip and it got like 1 million views and we got 60,000 followers right away. And I'm like, oh, we could leverage TikTok. People are on TikTok. We could absolutely use it to push out Warrior Poet Ethos. And though we were never a fan of this Chinese owned company, we thought, well, people are still there. Let's engage in them. We'd rather them use our content on this platform than someone else's. But after a while, I was just convicted that, no, this is a dangerous, dangerous thing. And so we had a principal stand where we just said, nope, we're not posting there anymore. And so we haven't posted in over a year. Somebody reached out via email, like one of these marketing ads, and they're like, hey, would you like to boost traffic on TikTok? Did you know it's the fastest growing, blah, blah, blah. And I just messaged back, no thanks, it's a Chinese psyop. And then they responded, LOL. So obviously I didn't win them over, but they didn't win me over either. I'm like, no. Like, man, we need to watch like a hawk anything else that Big Brother wants to do here. Now, even if our rulers didn't push this bill, they're still going to try to remove Musk an X by any means necessary. If they can't control it, they'll try to destroy it. It's one of the two. They're going to control it or destroy it. But make no mistake, there's no chance, no scenario where they just allow him to do freedom stuff. No way Tyrants will let him do that.
This is how he does it. Elon Musk buys TikTok.
I don't think he'd want it.
Elon bought
It's mainly
TikTok,
just prepubescent girls wearing almost nothing, doing zombie twerks. I was amazed. I went on the web browser, and it's like, I mean, what was it? 25 to 50% of everything that popped up.
Blue shirt girl.
Yeah, it was just gyrating women, scantily clad. I'm wonder young people are constantly engaged in this. And I don't have any use on TikTok. I've never been using it. Somebody else would always post. I don't have like an account. I don't have login cred. So it was just the blank slate, no data, whatever. Of like, as far as I'm concerned, they have no idea that I'm even a male. They just assume here you go. Serving up all this stuff.
Dang.
And I'm like, I was just scrolling through. I'm like, this is all just time-wasting, mind-destroying trash.
Well, if ByteDance had to divest and Elon Musk bought it, I see the flow of tears from the leftists would just almost probably flood the world and end it. I don't know.
They're going to do whatever they can to destroy him, his companies, and they've already been doing it. They're going to weaponize the DOJ even more than they already are. They've already started.
This is probably why he's doing space flights to Mars, because he knows he'll need to start a colony there to escape the Earth, which wants to imprison him. It sounds like a great sci-fi movie, actually.
That's a real funny thing of Musk would rather live on an oxygen planet with no natural resources than share a globe with a leftist. What's on Mars? It's not what's on Mars. It's what's not on Mars. Lefties who hate speech.
There's no air. There's no environment. On Mars, there's no wokeism.
On Mars, as long as you have a little artificial circle bubble to breathe in, you can say whatever you want without censorship.
Mars, what a place to live.
Folks, if you've been listening in on YouTube or tuned into our podcast, we must say goodbye to you now. Thanks for listening to the main subject. If you want the rest of the show, where we go into all kinds of different hot topics and questions that are sent in by you audience members and our dad joke section, you have to go to watchwpsn.com. That's watchwpsn.com. You sign up, you get the rest of this show, you get all of our other shows, you also get my training classes, and you can download the app on whatever kind of thing that you use apps for. So thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.